Okay, we're on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, about two-thirds of the way down. Gemara. Mishtahu delo shasya. All the cases we mentioned in the Mishnah, so they don't drink. Hakani maknila. But the Maisa, there is kinu in stira. And the Mela, since she can't drink, she remains awesome. So where do we know that even though they're excluded from drinking, they're not excluded from the parish altogether? Menoni mile. The Tana Rabbanon, the Abra b'nei Yisrael, the Omarto, the Rabbos Arusa, the Shomeres Yovim Lekinui. Right, since it says, what's it called? The Abra b'nei Yisrael, the Omarto, an extra Riboy. So that's Marba two things, an Arusa and a Shomeres Yovim, that even though you need Tachas Baila to drink, but you don't need Tachas Baila to make Kinui and Stira. Umasnisin Mani Rabbi Yonasan he. And the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yonasan, that both an Arusa and a Shomeres Yavam, at least the din of Kinui and Stir apply to them. Titania, Tachas Ishech, Pratla Arusa. Right? Tachas Ishech excludes an Arusa. Yochol Sha'ani Motzi Af Shomeres Yavam. I might think that you should exclude also a Shomeres Yavam, who's also not Tachas Bala. Right? Talmud Lomar, Ish. No, there's a ribuy of ish, div Rabbi Yoshia. That's what Rabbi Yoshia says. So Rabbi Yoshia holds that a yavam, shomeris yavam, also has the whole din of sota. She even drinks. Because she's not excluded from tachas baila, because since lamaisa, she's, the continuation of the original kedushin of the first brother, of the brother who died, so it's considered tachas baila. She, what's it called, we'll see one second the Gemara says, she's not missing Knisa, the Rishu Sabal, just they have to live together. Once they live together, then what's it called? The mitzvah of Yibum is accomplished. So she's also called Tachas Baila. See, the Gemara says where we learn it from. Rabbi Yonasan Omer Tachas Yisheich Prat L'Shomeres Yavam. Rabbi Yonasan says no. Tachas Yisheich excludes even a Shomeres Yavam. The Maisa, she hasn't yet been the Yibum hasn't occurred. So she's not considered Tachas Ishech. Otsi Shomeres Yavam Velo Otsi Es Arusa. I might think that you should only be Mamayat as Shomeres Yavam, but not an Arusa. Right? Talmud Lomar Asher Tiste Isha Tachas Isha. Prat La Arusa. Right? You have another miut that Tachas Isha, Dafka, if she has an Asua, and not where she's an Arusa. The Gemara says, now it explains the machlokas between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. Mar alima le erusin de kedushe didei v'soklin al yodo. Right, one holds that if Arusa is excluded, right, she's lemaisa, he was mekadesher, and she's married so much already that if she'll be mezana, she'll get what's it called, skila. Right, so therefore that's already considered tachas ishech. But yavama. Right, but the Yavama is what's it called, only a lav, and there's no, what's it called, there's no, it's not his Kedushin, it's just a continuation of a previous Kedushin of his brother, so that's not called Tachas Ishech. So he excludes Shomeres Yavam, but not in Arusa. Umar Alimale Shomeres Yavam. The other one holds no. If anything, a Shomeres Yavam is considered more Tachas Ishech than an Arusa, and if we're Mamayit a Shomeres Yavam, surely we're Mamayit an Arusa. Why? Why Dlo Michsra Mesira L'Chuppah? Because a Shomeres Yavam, what's it called, doesn't need Chuppah to, what's it called, to consummate her marriage. Just need a Bia. Mashain came by a regular Arusa, she's missing going into the reshus of the husband. She needs something else. So she's surely not Tachas Ishech. Mer says now, well, that's very good, but what a psukim. Let's see the Rashi firstly. Ha koni maknila lesser alav. I know that she should be aser. There is a parsha. She's in the parsha for kinu and stira, even though there's no option of her drinking. Miriktani lo noteless ksuba. Since she doesn't get her ksuba, means that she's aser to. Hachi Garcina, Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yomarto aleihem l'rabos arusa v'shomeres yovam l'kinli v'lo goras ish d'lidrosha achrina darshina le'lekamon. We don't learn it from ish, we learn it from what's it called, Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yomarto aleihem ela ribuya v'yomarto aleihem. The ribuya is from v'yomarto aleihem v'hachinam v'yomar l'kamon b'pirkin. the Amarta Rabbi Buyahu. More later on, it says clearly that this the Amarta could have said Daber Bnei Israel, right? Not the Amarta Aleihem also. The Amarta Aleihem is an extra ribui. Yochol Shani Motzi Dimimashmos Kro Mashmalon Arusa Lemuute Delo Karin and Beitachas Ishech. From the simple poshet pshat in the pasuk, since it says this only applies to a woman who's tachas ishech, so it excludes an arusa. Avoshomeres yolim karini bo tachas ishech kin meforish lekamei delo mitzra v'mesira lechupa. She is tachas ishech even though he hasn't consummated the yibum yet, but the ma'aseh is she's not missing knisa lechupa. All he has to do is have beer with her, so she's already considered tachas ishech, but an arusa not. Rabbi Yonason mashmalei the miuta kamol l'shomeres yovim. Rabbi Yonason says no. The first miut comes to be ma'ir l'shomeres yovim, that she's not tachas ishech, and therefore kal v'chomer and arusa is not tachas ishech. So both of them are excluded. Aval arusa karinim bei issues ilav the hoder me'ma'ir kroachrina. But arusa would be considered tachas ishech if it wasn't for a special meal that came afterwards. So therefore he learns that a Shoveris Yavam is also excluded from the first one, because he holds that she's more not Tachas Ishech, and then the second Miut is Ma'id Narusa. Kin Meforish L'Kamon, Mishum Dehu Kidsho, the Eino Baal Omikoach Kedushi Acherim. Right? Narusa is more Tachas Ishech, because he already started a process with her. By the Yavama, he didn't start anything, it was he got something from his brother. The Od, Sheniskelis al yado. The ma'aser, the bond between them is so strong that she'll get skila for it if she's mezana. So that's called more tachas ishech than shomeres yavam. Ma'ashein came b'shomeres yavam. Mar alima le'arusa, Rabbi Yonason, right? Chashiva le'arusa isha gemura tfei mishomeres yavam. And therefore, if you're mamayit something, the meat is on shomeres yavam and not on arusa. Dikdushe didei, sha'al yidei kedushe atzmo bo'alo. By arusa is more tachas ishe, because he lemaisa started the process with a mice of his own. The soklin al yodo, imzinsa niskelis b'shila. And if she's mezana from this union that already exists, she gets skila. So it's a pretty strong union, so therefore it's considered tachas ishe. T'lo mechasru mesir l'chupa. On the other hand, the Yavama has, a Shomeris Yavam has another mila why she should, yes, be considered tachas ishe, because she's not missing chupa. The nikneis liyavam b'bia greitzo, all she needs is bia. She doesn't have to come into reshuso. Right? V'afilu b'znus. Even if he's not machnes or reshuso, he's mezana with her. Right? He has kavanu l'shem znus. Lios ki ishto lechol dover. Even the abia l'shem znus is kona her legabi yibu. Kinesnam biyavamos. Maisi lekamon pirkon. The word's going to bring it soon. This halacha that even biznus yibum is accomplished. V'rabos eishes cheresh shote. We didn't get here yet. Okay. The rabbionis on hay ish ish my ovidle. What does he do with the ish ish? That what's it called? That's a ribui. The boy alei the rabos eishes cherish veeishes shote veeishes shiamum. Right? He tells that he comes to tell me that these women, an eishes cherish, an eishes shote, there's also a din of kinui and stira, even though they don't drink. Rashi eishes cherish shote she beizdin mekanin lohen. That there's a din of beizdin of kinui by beizdin. Right? Ubraisa he bishelai pirkin. So Ubraisa later on. What's eishes shiamum? Lokui bitimon leiv. She's disturbed person. The husband's disturbed, so he can't be makana her. He's not totally insane. He's just very disturbed, so he can't be makana her. So the beisdin is makana, and we already know that from according to Rabbi Yonason from Ish Ish. Rabbi Yoshia hai tachas isha mai ovidle, and Rabbi Yoshia who doesn't learn a second miut from Tachas Isha, what does he do with that pasuk Tachas Isha? Miboyele lahakish ish leisha veisha leish. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain that there are certain mumin that what's it called, disabilities that if the man has or the woman has, then they don't go through this parsha. So it comes to tell me that the same disabilities that are said by the woman apply to the man to exempt them, and the same disability said by the man applied to the woman. Later on we'll get to what they are. She's lame or blind or whatever. So therefore each one needs the pasuk that the other one learns either to be mamayit, also a an arusa, or to what's it called, to be marbe, also an arusa. They learn the pasukim for other things. Elataima dichsive honikroi. Right? A reason that we exempt these people or don't exempt them is because there's psukim to be mamayit or marbe. Right? Hai lav hachi havi amina arusa shos yasya. But without these psukim, I would say that an arusa does drink. She's in the whole process. How could that be? Vahaki also rebaacha barchanina midaroma. Also, when Ravacha Bar Chanina came from the south, he brought a brisa with him. What was the brisa? Mi baladei isheich, mishikodma shrivas baal leboel, velo shikodma shrivas baal leboel, separate condition to the whole process, that the husband lived with this woman before she was mezana. But if the husband hasn't lived with her yet, and she was mezana before he lived with her, then what's it called? This how the whole parasha doesn't apply. So the chora and arusa he never lived with. So how could you have a havamina that an arusa goes through the process when if she was mezana, she was mezana before she ever lived with her husband? She was married, but she didn't live with him. So the chora, what's it called? It's kidma shivas boel about, and that she's excluded from the parasha completely. So why is there even a havamina that an arusa should be shose when what's it called? When we have this halacha of that it's a condition that the baal has had to live with her before she was mezana. Omer Rami Bar Chama Mashkachas Lachon Shepoel Leha Arus Bevei Sovia. Right, in a chadami. Usually the arus doesn't live with his wife before nesuin. Here he lived with her, the vase of the right? He, what's it called, came to visit for a Shabbos and they had relations. So it wasn't allowed, but the Maisa now, and then she was Mazana with somebody else. So, and, or he's choshish that she was Mazana. So then she goes through the process. That's not a problem. And then you need the Miu to tell me that an Arusa doesn't drink.
Otherwise, Kiddushin with Biu.
What? There's no, he already made Kiddushin.
No, but there's Kiddushin with Biu. Al-Gilebi.
Yeah, there it could be. I mean, he was a ma'arisar with kedushin of bia. Good kasha. I don't know. I hear. Good kasha. Why is it more to say? Mer's not going to say that. The chavosa gabi shoberes yavam kigon shaboel a yavam beveis chamia. The same thing would be by the shomeres yavam. It's more no. So that can't be, because we're comparing arusa to shomeres yavam. Right? They both are the same case. So if the case of the arusa is only talking where he lived with her, the Isser, right, when she was in Arusa, before the Nisuin, and then there's a Havamina to say that she should be in the Parsha, and you need a Miu to tell me not. So Shomeres Yavam would be the same thing. He had to live with her ahead of time in order to, what's it called, for this Miu to be necessary. But if he lived with her ahead of time, she's his full-fledged wife. It's not like the Arusa, right, that she's still an Arusa. She could be an Arusa and still be, what's it called, have bia. But you can't be a Shomeris Yavam and had bia with the Yavam. Why? Gemara says, Ha Shomeris Yavam Karisale, Ishto Ma'al Yisahi. Right? If he lives with her for any purpose, even not the Shem Yibum, she's a Yavama. She's his full-fledged Yavama. Right? The Ha'amar Rav, Kana Lechol. Right? That by a man who lives with his Yavama. Shelo l'shem yibum, l'shem znus. He's called to her completely. You gotta learn it from a pasuk, the yibma, in any condition. So the yibum takes effect. So she's not anymore a shomeres yavam. She's a full-fledged wife. So why need in the world, what's it called, can you be mamayit her? So it must be that the arusa can't be talking about that case. Mara says, no, kishmuel, enochanami. This, what's it called, you have to explain it like Shmuel. The Omer Lokana Elo Lidvorim Hamurim Beparsha, right? That Shmuel holds that she's not a full-fledged wife, right? Only for those things in the Parsha of Yibum, meaning that the Yavam now inherits what's it called the portion of his brother, doesn't split it up with the other brothers. That yes, but she's not his wife to be, if he's a Kohen, to be Matame to her. She's not his wife to be Yarshin her. She's not a full-fledged wife. So therefore, she's not a full-fledged wife. You can be Mamayit her, as a Shomeris Yavam from the whole process. And if it wouldn't be for that, you wouldn't be Mamayit her, because she already lived with the Yavam, but not the Shem Yibu. Versus Yehachi Lema Rav the Omer Krab Yoshia, Ushmuel the Omer Krab Yonason. It comes out that Rav would have to hold like Krab Yoshia, and Shmuel would have to hold like Krab Yonason. And the Machlokas Tanoim is a Machlokas Amoroi. Or the Machlokas Amoroim is already a Machlokas Tanoim. Omer Lecha Rav, no. Anoda Amri Afilu Rav Yonason. I could hold even like Rav Yonason. Midi Itzrich Krolim Ma'utei Michlal Di Ishtom Al Yisahi. I hold that the Yavam live with her. She's a full-fledged wife. Right? So, what's it called? And still, there's a Pasuk telling me not. She is a full-fledged wife, but not a mamish, what's it called, a full-fledged wife. She has all the halachas. So therefore the Pasuk can come and mamayit her. Right? And you need a Pasuk to mamayit. Otherwise, what's it called? You would say that she's that she is his full-fledged wife. Ushmuel Amra, no, the Amri Afilu le Rabbi Yoshia. I can hold even like Rabbi Yoshia. Midi Itzra Kroel le Rabuye Michlau de la Vishto Huklau. Since you have a pasuk that says that a Shomeris Yavam is included, you need a pasuk for that. Without the pasuk, I would say she's not included because she's not considered his wife. So you see, she's not considered his wife, Stam, except for a ribui over here, that here she's considered like his wife, but not all over. So each one, Rav and Shmuel, could hold like either Rav Oshia or Rav Yonason, and therefore the Machlokas Tanoim is not really dependent, the Machlokas Amoroim is not dependent on the Machlokas Tanoim. Hi, Tachas Isha, Basra, Ha'omer b'sofa parsha, zos Torah saknos. Right? What do you need it for? Lehakish isha leish. That you need, he says, to tell me that the same halachas that apply to the woman being exempted because she's disabled, those same disabilities apply to the man. Bivraisahi b'shelai pirkin v'hosim aforish l'mayhilchasa. Later on, the Gemara will explain what you need this lehakish isha leish and ish leisha. Like we said, it has to do with mumim that exempt her from the whole parasha. Hachi kroy de memai te arusa bibala de ishech mashma shabala noson bo eschavto kodem l'stirazu. For the pasuk is mashma mibala ishech means somebody live with you in addition to what your husband lived with you, right? Aside from what your husband lived with you, mashma that the husband had to live with her first. Before she was Mizana, in order for this parasha to apply, right? The Mashkachas law, the Itzrich Lemute Arusa Mikro Achrina V'lo Mimato Mihasam. No, you need a pasuk to tell me Arusa not, and you wouldn't be mamayed from the general rule that Bibale Isheich, that the husband had to live with her before, because it's possible the husband did live with her before and she's still an Arusa. Right? Biznus. So she's not in a Nisua, because he never was Machnas or Lushuso, but she's an Arusa who the husband lived with already. The Beis Chamiya, so the Mora says no, then it would have to be a similar case where Mamayat Yavama, where also the husband lived with her, the Yavam lived with her, before, what's it called, he actually created Yibum. How can that be? As soon as he lives with her, there's Yibum. There's no such thing as living with her biznus, because the znus creates evil, right? La'achar shemes achiv. He lived with her after the brother died, while she was not l'shem evil. Shomer shomer siyavim korislei. The ka'amras t'lo tishte ha ishto ma'al yisahi b'vi aznus. According to Rav, she's his full-fledged wife. So why? How in the world can we mind her from tachas isheich? She is his wife. The Homer Rav, Biavomos, Konala Kol, Disnan, Habal Yevimto, Ben Beshoge, Ben Bemezid, the Hainu, Biznus. Mezid means that not Lashem Yibum. Mezid, he's doing it Stam Lashem Znus. Right? So, Kona, the Homer Rav, Kona Diktani Masnisen, Rav explains the Mishnah there. Kona means Konala Kol. She's his full fledged wife for all the halachas that apply to a wife. Im Kohen Hu, right, Shema Achila Betruma. He's a Kohen, he feeds her Truma. She's Israel. What's it called? A Bas Israel. He feeds her truma. Being now she's an Ashes Kohen. The Yorsha, a Matami law. If he's a Kohen, he's Matami. If she dies, and he Yarshins her. Umashke upotra begetchlo. Umashke upotra begetch below chalitza. And she's his full fledged wife that she doesn't need chalitza anymore just to get. Kishmuel. Shmuel says no. This would have to go according to Shmuel. Where if you live with a Yavama, L'shem's Nus, she is not a full-fledged wife. She's his wife only Lagabi the halachas of Yibum, but not Lagabi other halachas of Ishus. Hu da sakra lemuute. According to Shmuel, you need the pasuk. Kishmuel, the Amar lo kana ela ledvorim hamurim the parshas Yavama. Yeah, what is that? Lakum al shem achiv, right? That he now. What's it called, takes the place, the Yavam takes the place of the brother, right, the Nachlaso, and he yarshins the chelik of the dead brother and doesn't split it amongst the other brothers, ulapotra beget, and she doesn't need chalitz anymore. Now if he wants to get rid of her, he has to get a get, give her a get. The hoda koni la Yavam bibia koldehu mi Yavama Yavo aleho nafkalam. We learn from a special pasuk, Yavama Yavo aleho v'yidma. The loksiv Yivoma yikachena lo veisha ela yavo aleho. Right, any bia de kolda who is kona her as a yivoma. Velocha lo veisha vashmeinan de biyasu aleho hein hein likuchei haisha shala. That's we learn that the bia itself is enough to create the yibum, even if it's not the shem yibum. Hilkach lemide de itmer b'hach parsha so ravinu kro. Only for those things that are part of the parsha of yibum is that ribui. But stam that she should be considered his wife for all the other things that a woman's considered a wife, that not. Nisuin halal of the midi achrini lav nisuin ninu. Vuma omer b'parsha. What are the things that are omer b'parsha? Potur michalit sal yedei yavam. The yakum al shem achiv shiyorish es nichse achiv the ein echov cholkinima. Those two things. But all the other halachas that he yarshins her. Or that he what's it calls matamitor if he's a kohen, he's machel her trum, but if he's a kohen, those don't apply. So that's why she's not considered. It's takas isheich, and yet it's not kodma shivas boil about. Lema rav the omer kona lechol kreb yoshia the omer shomeres yavam shote vokim the bebaleh. Right, rav would have to hold like Rav Oshia, right? Because we're saying that what's it called that. Rav holds that she's a full-fledged wife, and what's it called, and a Shomeres Yavam does drink, and we're saying it's talking in a case where he lived with her, and therefore she's his full-fledged wife, so she's not excluded from the whole parsha. Anu damri afilu k'Rav Yonasan. So Rav says, no, I can hold even Rabbi Yonasan. The choshke k'Rav Yoshia. Surely he could call it Rav Yoshia, but can even hold it Rav Yonasan. V'hod itzterich l'Rav Yoshia l'rabuye mi'ish ish Lav de davka elashmach to be alma in a chadami. We're not it from ish that a shomeris yavan drinks because she would drink anyway. The only case could be where he lived with her already. According to Rav, she's his full fledged wife. It's just an ashmachta in a chadami. We don't learn it from there. It's pashut that he what's it called that she goes in the parsha. The ikur krol the ishto cheresh v'shota. The main pashuk is for cheresh shota. The other cases. That the basin is mekane and she doesn't drink. Okay, and Shmuel Omar, ano da amre afilu Rabbi Yoshia. Surely, like Rabbi Yonasan, the Omar Shosa, midi itzrich l'rabuye l'shtia shmami no lavishtohi. Just the opposite. From the fact that you need a ribui over here to tell me that a shomeris yavam, what's it called, drinks because she's considered his wife. Without that pasuk, I would say she's not considered his wife. Just like I hold that she's not considered his wife. Except over here, there's a special ribui that she is considered his wife, Lagabe Sota. Shmamino lavishto hi liyorsh latamilo lachila truma. The koshkin Rav Yonasan, I could surely hold like Rav Yonasan. The omer eno shosa mishum de lavishto hi. Right, that fits me perfectly. Right, v'had the itzrich lemuute. Why do you need a pasuk to be mamayit? She's mamuit because not his wife. Right? No, you need a special pasuk. Asmachta bi almahi. It's only an asmachta. V'lav. Dikrola hachiyasa ella lahakish ish leish the ish leisha. We say later. We said before, and we say later on. Right, that pasuk you really need for telling me that the same disabilities apply to both of them. But it comes out that Rav could hold like either Tana, and Shmuel could hold like either Tana, and therefore the Machlokas Tanoim doesn't depend, the Machlokas Amorim doesn't depend on the Machlokas Tanoim.